Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States, Britain, and France said their strike on facilities associated with Syria's chemical weapons program was legal under international law. Russia called for an emergency session of the UN Security Council to review what happened. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more from the UN in New York.
Russia's UN ambassador expressed Moscow's anger over the coordinated strikes on Syria's chemical weapons storage and research facilities.
We demand the immediate stop to aggression and refrain from the illegal use of force in the future.
On Saturday, a team of inspectors from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons arrived in Damascus to investigate the site in nearby Douma. Russia also argued that the strikes contradicted international law and the UN Charter. France's ambassador disagreed.
I would remind them that that charter was not designed in order to protect criminals.
Britain's envoy said the action was limited and avoided civilian casualties. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Four Islamic Jihad members were killed. It happened in an accidental blast in Gaza near the Israeli border. Meantime, protesters are demanding an end to a decade-old blockade and return of Palestinian refugees to Israel, where their ancestors lived before being forced to flee after the establishment of Israel in 1948. UN officials are saying the big success of the pledging conference for the Democratic Republic of Congo is that it put that country's forgotten humanitarian crisis back on the international agenda. Pledges of $528 million for humanitarian aid in the DRC. This is VOA News. South Africans held a funeral for Winnie Madikizela Mandela, one of the most prominent figures of South Africa's anti-apartheid movement and member of parliament from 2009 until her death earlier this month. Known to her supporters as Mother of the Nation, Madikizela Mandela was married to anti-apartheid hero and South African President Nelson Mandela. She was remembered at a service attended by nearly 40,000 mourners in her home township of Soweto in Johannesburg. The second annual March for Science was held on the National Mall here in Washington on Saturday, and more than 200 similar events were held around the world. The scientists were out marching, protesting government policies on issues from climate change to gun violence they say ignore scientific evidence. This year's march came a year after the first-ever March for Science. Organizers say fear that science would be sidelined is why scientists took to the streets a year ago and continued the effort this year. March for Science co-organizer Caroline Weinberg says the first march was the start of something bigger.
There's been a real wave of science advocacy, and I think that what the March for Science the first time around did was bring that to the forefront of the public's attention, that there are all these people like ready to mobilize around something so important.
And Weinberg says scientists have remained mobilized in the years since the 2017 March. European Union's top court has issued a ruling involving France and the Uber car service. That story now from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Yet another legal setback for Uber. The EU's top court says France can bring criminal proceedings against its managers for running an illegal taxi service. The case only affects the Uber Pop service, which was suspended 3 years ago. It allowed ordinary unlicensed drivers to offer ride shares through the app for a fee. So normal Uber services in France won't be affected. The ride summoning app has angered traditional taxi drivers since it was set up in 2011, triggering protests and spats with local authorities. The EU court recently classified it as a transport service, stripping it of the protection digital services enjoy. It has been forced to quit Denmark and Hungary, and London stripped it of its license last year, a decision Uber is appealing.
And Uber has argued the charges were not valid, as France never got European Commission approval for the law change that has now been overruled. President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will focus heavily on the challenge posed by North Korea's nuclear arms program when they meet. That will be happening this week in the U.S. state of Florida, where President Trump has a retreat. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.